4.6.
And to finish our programme today, the incredible story of a Swedish couple who went on holiday and survived no fewer than 7 natural disasters. Stefan and Erika Svanström started their 4-month trip last December. They were travelling with their young baby daughter. First, they flew from Stockholm to Munich, but when they arrived in Munich, they couldn't get their connecting flight to Thailand because there was a terrible blizzard in South Germany, the worst snowstorm for 100 years. They had to wait at the airport for 24 hours. Mrs. Svanström said,
"We just thought things will get better."
When they finally got to Thailand, they had a relaxing few weeks, but that was the last time they could really relax. From Thailand, they flew to the island of Bali in Indonesia, a popular holiday destination. When they arrived in Bali, they were expecting blue skies and sun, but what they got were terrible monsoon rains, the worst monsoons for many years. Mrs. Svanström said,
"Now we were thinking, what will happen next?"
They decided not to stay in Bali, but to go to Australia. They flew to Perth in Western Australia, but hours after they arrived, Perth suffered terrible forest fires and the streets were full of smoke. They travelled north to Cairns and arrived just in time for Cyclone Yasi, one of the worst cyclones ever to hit the city. They had to leave their hotel and spend 24 hours in a shopping centre with 2,500 other people. Could things get any worse? Yes, they could. The Svanström family left Cairns and travelled south to Brisbane to visit friends, but the city was suffering from the worst floods in its history. So they left Brisbane and booked a flight to Christchurch in New Zealand. But just before their plane left Brisbane, some friends phoned them to say that Christchurch had been hit by an earthquake and a large part of the city was destroyed. Their plane landed in another city, Auckland. They travelled around New Zealand for a while and then they flew to Japan. On March the 11th, they were having lunch in a restaurant in Tokyo when suddenly everything began to shake. It was an earthquake, 9 on the Richter scale and one of the worst that ever hit Japan. And after the earthquake came a devastating tsunami. Fortunately, Mr. and Mrs. Svanström and their child were not hurt. They travelled from Japan to China for the last part of their holiday. Luckily, they didn't have any more natural disasters and they arrived safely home in Stockholm on the 29th of March. Mr. Svanström said,
"We have learned that in life you should always expect the worst, but hope for the best. Also, you need to be prepared for anything.